Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text Number 12, entitled The Activities of Lord Rishabhadeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ayam avataro raja sopapluta kvayopashikandartaha. Ayam avatara. You can repeat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace on Vishnu Paraparamahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotarushat Sri Siman Vishi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by the mode of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabhadeva incarnated Himself to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Please repeat. In this age of Kali, if one actually follows Rishabhadeva, he will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya and return home, back to Godhead. If one strictly follows the instructions of Rishabhadeva, given in the fifth chapter, he will certainly be liberated. Lord Rishabhadeva incarnated specifically to deliver these fallen souls. Om Agyanan. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by the mode of passion and ignorance. And Lord Rishabhadeva incarnated Himself to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. So this is the purpose of the Lord. Whenever there is a decline in irreligious practices, an increase in irreligious practices, and a decline in true religion, then Krishna will come in one of His incarnations, to deliver the living entities from the clutches of Maya. Here Lord Rishabhadeva incarnated and gave the process of deliverance according to the time and circumstance, which is not so easy to follow now, but at that time, when people have more piety, they could follow His instructions and His activities. So Lord Rishabhadeva was just wandering around like a madman, Havadut, not caring at all for any bodily necessity of life. Completely dependent on Krishna. And although he may not seem socially acceptable what he is doing, but factually he was showing us this is actually perfection. There was a similar personality whom Prahlad Maharaj met one time on his travels, and he had taken the life of a python, and in that style you just lay on the ground and whatever happens happens. If some leaves blow past, you kind of eat them up. If nothing comes past, you don't eat it. Or some people come and they invite you to their palace. You go to the palace and you have a big sumptuous feast. But whatever is, you see everything happening by the grace of the Lord. And he was just laying there. And that chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam is entitled The Most Perfect Person in Society. So, it would be nice if we had a society like that. But that's not possible in Kali Yuga. Often, people would ask Srila Prabhupada, well, what happens if everybody comes Krishna consciousness? I mean, what's going to happen to the world? What's going to happen to our progression and things like that? And Prabhupada always used to say, you don't have to worry. There are many, many fools who will want to sit around and progress so-called spiritual life. So there will always be this type of person who will not want to take to austerities, who will not want to take to renunciation, who will not want to follow all these principles. And this is very prominent today. So Krishna being very kind, seeing that how the age of Kali becomes very degraded and people cannot practice austerities and penances so much, then he comes in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gives a very joyful process, simply dancing and chanting, taking Krishna prasadam, having festivals. And like this, everybody is engaged, everybody is happy, it's not austere. It's a very blissful life in Krishna consciousness. So this is suitable for the people of the age of Kali. And we're experiencing here also, the last few days, so many wonderful things happening, so many social things happening. We're doing the Griha Prabesh. We're not neglecting all the social customs. It is all centered around Krishna. It's Krishna's house. It's entering Krishna's house. We've got the schools. Open the restaurant. But whenever we do something, it's blissful because it's all centered around Krishna. There's so many restaurants in Bombay, but this one, they're serving Krishna's prasadam. Prasad right from Radha Gopinathji. So in this way, it becomes very easy and blissful. So this is what we have been experiencing the last few days. And every day it should be like this. There should be a festival every day. Specifically, Prabhupada said in Mayapur, in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, should be a festival every day. Sankirtan festival every day. But here is a festival also. Gaunitai is popping up in all over Bombay. Sometimes two in one day. Maybe even three. Different programs. And what's happening there? It's simply full of devotees dancing, chanting, taking Krishna prasadam. No one's going hungry. We're not dropping out of society like Lord Vishwadeva program. But nobody's hungry. And everybody's happy. And happiness is, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining yesterday, it's when you actually do everything for Krishna. He was describing, if you do things for yourself, you may get some mental satisfaction, some prestige. He said, but actually the heart becomes very dry. This is just simply a superficial happiness. But when you do something just simply for Krishna's pleasure, you get the happiness in the heart that is eternally there, and you can feel it. You know it's reality. And so these festivals means a lot of programs and a lot of work, a lot of arrangements to be made. And we just don't have time to think of anything else. We're just here, rushing here and there, here and there. And this is how we are saved from the clutches of Maya. How we are saved from clutches of Maya? Simply by engaging constantly in Krishna's service. And you know when Maya comes? The very moment you stop service. The very second you stop serving, Maya is there. That's all. Maya means you just stop service, that's all. You stop remembering Krishna, serving Krishna, immediately. Lord Brahma says to Krishna in his prayers that Maya is nothing but forgetfulness of your personality. So the moment we forget Krishna's personality and his service, that's Maya. We remember Krishna by engaging in his service. What does the Maha Mantra mean, according to Prabhupada's explanation? O energy of the Lord, Hari, Radha, please engage us in the service of Krishna. It's actually such a profound explanation of the Maha Mantra. There's so many explanations of Maha Mantra. Very rustic explanations sometimes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks in a conjugal understanding, in a shaka understanding. There's so many ways. But Prabhupada is so simple and so sublime. Because Prabhupada's explanation is suitable for anyone and everyone. It doesn't matter who your Lord is, he's still the same. O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Other explanations, they're kind of more direct. They'll be directly to Krishna, directly to Lord Ramchandra, etc. But this, O Lord, please, anybody can take this. So it's universally applicable. The Muslims are worshipping Allah. He's their God. So energy of Allah, please engage me in the service. Please engage me in your service. So any religion can use this translation. Is so sublime that Prabhupada gave. Because it's applicable for everyone. There's an... Yeah, forgetfulness of Krishna's personality. Krishna's personality is what everything is about. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We hear this message and that makes us a devotee. At least it made me a devotee. Because no one else... He's saying that because no one else knows. But Prabhupada came and he gave us. Now Krishna is the supreme person and he got it. That's all. Once you know that, everything falls into line. It's like if you have a magnet and you freely suspend it, it will immediately point to the north. And when you know north, you know south, you know east, you know west, automatically. So you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately you know. This is not God, he is not, she is not God. This one is, you can immediately tell who is, you don't have to study every aspect of all the different religions. You know what's right and what's wrong. So personality is what it's all about. Krishna is the Supreme Personality and we're also personalities. Of course, under the illusory potency, we have a different identification. But still, we have personalities, but in the wrong identification. But in Krishna consciousness, that brings us back to our right identification. As the eternal servants of Krishna. And it is this personal relationship that makes everything go, because Krishna is a person and his devotees are persons. Nobody was more personal than Prabhupada, and he taught us how to be personal. And personal means relationship. Relationship, sambandha, it's the very beginning, establishing relationship with person. So Lord Brahma, when he was praying to Krishna after his bewilderment, he was explaining that, I see that, you know, all this household paraphernalia, all these different activities that are going on, socializing and everything, this is what keeps everybody bound up in Maya. He said, but I see here in this place called Vrindavan, he said, because everybody's engaged in your service, the houses are all for you. They're dedicated for you. Whatever they do is dedicated for you, their whole lives. So although the social life is going on, you have your occupations, you're looking after the cows, you're having functions, it's all social life. He said, but this social life is actually a form of liberation. This socializing and identifying with social, this is the greatest cause of bondage in this material world. But the very same thing that you're doing here is a source of liberation, because it's all being done for Krishna. And Lord Brahma is saying that because everybody here is engaged in your service, I really don't know how you will be able to repay them. You've already given yourself to Putana. She was a demoness. You gave yourself to Putana. What to speak of all these loving devotees here who have given everything to you, dedicate? I don't think you'll be able to repay them. And this is what I've been experiencing the last few days here in this beautiful temple of Radha Gopinathji and all the devotees here. How you're all completely sold out to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And it's just so nice to be in such an atmosphere that this is the atmosphere of Vrindavan. You know nothing but His orders, His service. So obedient. Of course, no one can repay the debt of the Guru, it is said. But also, as Lord Brahma, I'm puzzled. How you will be able to repay all these residents of Vrindavan? Simi, I'm puzzled. How Radhanath Maharaj will be able to repay all of you for your service to him. Because Radhanath Maharaj told me, it's very confidential, but it's an open secret because you can practically see it. It's not hidden, but it's confidential also. And I was asking him about his relationship with his devotees and disciples, and because it's beyond my comprehension. And uh, I said, how does it work? And he told me that when I accept someone as my disciple, he said, I give myself completely to that person. So how he's given himself to all of you completely. So it's the same as Lord Brahma is praying that I don't know how you'll be able to repay them. And similarly, you cannot repay Guru. But simultaneously, he's given himself to each and every one of you. This is the inconceivable potency of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. The philosophy is Achinta Bhedaveda Tattva. So simultaneously, he can, and he does, actually give himself to all of you. And this is Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada said of Vaishnava, he does not live for himself. He only lives for others. Krishna also tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that when I come here, I perform activities also. But I'm not bound like the other living entities. Why? Because I don't perform these activities for myself. I perform them for others. I actually come here to set an example for others. So actually, I don't live for myself, I live for others. So like father, like son, we can see this in His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He simply lives for others. He doesn't live for himself. So what is his, rather we're talking of personalities, what is his personality? How we can understand he doesn't live his a separate life. He has no separate personality from just being given himself to each and every person. Whatever relationship you have, it is a complete relationship he's given to himself. So this whole movement is based on this conception of personality, accepting Krishna's mercy is coming through his devotees. And this is the way to receive Krishna's mercy. And so it's a very personal thing. Krishna consciousness is something that is awarded. It's a gift. It's not simply by our own endeavor that we will get Krishna consciousness. Never by your own endeavor you will get Krishna consciousness. Only when you're able to satisfy a devotee who has Krishna consciousness, then he may be pleased to give. Otherwise he may not. He is completely independent. So we cannot force Guru or push or try to get a quick way around. No, he's completely independent, like Krishna. And there's a nice story that illustrates this in the Nabadipava Charanga of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you probably all read that book, or most of you. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, you know, the Nabadipa Mahatmya book. And there's two books in one, Bhava Charanga, these gone editions. There's Nabadipa Mahatmya, and then there is tubas, Navadipava Charanga. So in the Navadipava Charanga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making the Navadip Prakram. And he's showing us the proper attitude to do the Prakram. And you see, throughout that, he's just begging for the mercy of all the devotees in the Dham. He's begging for the mercy of Prodha Maya, who's the controlling goddess of the Dham, Bhakti Devi, who's also the goddess. And all the devotees and all the residents of the Dham, the dust of the Dham, it's a matter of he's walking around and humiliating in a very humble position and begging mercy from all of the residents. Of course, it's in his attitude, it's being revealed to him. So he's wandering around and he's actually the pastimes of Navadvipa and are being revealed to him. And he has the same mood all the time. Whoever he sees, he's begging, please give me some of that mercy. Even he sees Lord Nrisingadev, Nrisingapalli, and Lord Nrisingadev comes and puts his feet on his head. And he said, be peaceful, my child. You stay here in Navadvipa and chant the holy names of Krishna and associate with devotees. Very soon, by the mercy of devotees, you will be able to attain the goal of life. So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Nrisingadev. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur is asking for his blessings, he said, very soon, by the mercy of the devotees, you will get. So even Krishna doesn't give directly. He gives through his devotees. So like this, the whole Prakram is seeing all these different personalities, Ramchandra, the Pandavas, so many, Sujidev. And finally he comes to Rudradvip, where the original lotus building was. That's Rudradvip. That Prabhupada said our property is right on the border of Antadvip and Rudradvip. Antadvip is the center where Lord Chaitanya's birthplace is. And yeah, Prabhupada was standing on the lotus building with Saipataka Maharaj on the back side, the eastern side. And he said, actually our land is in Rudradvip. We thought we were in Antadvip, and Prabhupada said, actually we were in Rudradvip. He said the border is, he said the Adi Ganga actually just flows the other side of the lotus building. So we're on Rudradvip side. And Goshala is Antadvip. Gurukul, that's Antadvip side. So he comes to Rudradvip, which is Lord Shiva's island, Rudradvip. And he sees one mother is there crying, and he's saying, what is your sorrow, Mataji? And she said, I have my sisters, Sarupa, Salimpia, the four types of liberation are my sisters. And my name is Sayujya. Simply on hearing that name, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm shivering in fear, just like as if Putana was coming. You know, whenever you hear the name of Putana, all the resonance of Vrindavan becomes. Simply hearing that name, Sayujya, impersonal liberation, I am shivering, fear, so much fear. She's saying, my sisters, they're all gone off, they're worshipping Gauranga. I have many, you know, munis and everything, they were worshipping me. But they also become devotees now, and nobody's given me any attention. Everybody's gone following the lotus feet of Gauranga and worshipping Gauranga. I'll find a place and give up my life. That place will be called Nirdaya, no mercy. Because mercy has to be given by a person. In Sayujya liberation, there's no person. Actually, how you can get mercy? No one there to give. That's why it's frustrating, that philosophy. You're trying to reach something, but there's no one there to give. That's why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Everything. Oh, immediately. Okay. Makes sense. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur faints out of fear. The fear is Sayuja Mukti. Then someone is shaking him and, wake up, wake up. Newcomer to Mayapuradham. And he looks up and it's Lord Shiva. Dancing and chanting the names of Garanga, Garanga. And he said, you may just go further on to Pulinda on the bank of the Jamuna. The western side of Ganga is Jamuna. Ganga and Jamuna flow together. And the western side is the Jamuna. So on that bank, that is the pastime places of Radha Krishna, where they perform all their Rasleela on the banks of the Jamuna, etc. Go to that place, he said, you will. He said, by my mercy, you will attain everything. So Lord Shiva is Vaishnava Jataha Shambho. And ultimately he said, by my mercy. Of course he's a very, very powerful, most powerful Vaishnava. And also Lord Shiva, he is the Hankara principle of the universal form. When he's offering prayers to Krishna and he's speaking about your universal form, he said, I'm part of the universal form, but what part am I? I am your Ahankara. I am your false ego. So this false ego is the conception that Shakti is Shiva Shakti. It's coming from Shiva that we have this false ego. So he's the holder of that Shakti. So he can remove it. It's his potency. So he can remove it. So he removed it from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, take my blessings. Now go and see your perfection. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur faints again. And then he wakes up and he sees he's got this wondrous body. He's got his spiritual body as a beautiful young maidservant of Srimati Radharani. And next to him is his guru, who is Ananda Manjari. And she is there to help him. Everything is new for him, but his guru is there to help him. Bhakti Sri Maharaj was once talking to Prabhupada about this point of spiritual perfection, and Prabhupada said, you don't have to worry. He said, when it's time, when the time is right, I will come, I will tell you everything. I will show you everything. There's no need for separate endeavor. You just serve Krishna nicely in Krishna consciousness. So, then Ananga Manjari, she says, she takes him to meet Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. And she says to Rupa Manjari that he is a newcomer to Navadvipa Dham. He is a great devotee of Gauranga and he wants to engage in the eternal service of Radha Gopinathji. Please give him your blessings. You please enthuse him. Let that inspiration that you have for serving Radha and Krishna, that only you have, the way you serve, the way you know how Radha and Krishna want to be served, only you have that. You please give him that mood of service. This is how personal this movement is. And she gives the blessings, so she's enthused and with that sudden mood of how to serve Radha and Krishna, of how they like to be served. Because she is so confidential and intimately connected. And so this is how personal this movement is. It's not although you accept Guru and that's it, now chant Hare Krishna and suddenly I'm there with Radha and Krishna. No. You can't go like that. You've personally got to get the blessings of Rupa Manjari or Rupa Goswami. Therefore, we are called Rupanugas. We are following in that line. We want her particular mood. And it's her mood. It's not our mood. But she can give you it. And she does give you it. And it's personal. And every single person has to get it personally from her. But it doesn't even stop there. She's saying, come with me. I will introduce you to Lalita Shakhi. And she takes her to meet Lalita Shakhi. And then Lalita Shakhi is there. Okay, you can take this newcomer with you. Let her live near with you. And she can have service. She can take camphor, tambalam, fun. So even then, it's not... It's right to the top. And you personally, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakura's progression, you have to meet Lalita Devi also. So there's no shortcutting. You have to go through these, and you personally have to receive their blessings and giving service, etc. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakura is allowed to go with Rupa Manjari sometimes and approach Radha Krishna until they become more familiar with the, and sometimes she can get direct service. So this is how personal this movement is. It's nothing we can jump, we have to go through these personalities because it's their mood of service that we want. If you want to go straight and you have the qualification, you probably can. Because Krishna is, he will reciprocate how you want to approach him. But it won't be in Srimati Radharani's camp and her confidence. He'll be in another camp. And even if you're unfaithful, even in this material life, existence, even if you're unfaithful to your guru, and you go flitting around to this one, and this one, it's very difficult. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, it's very difficult because they don't know if they can trust you in the camp. You may be a spy from another camp. That is, in Radharani's camp, there is, and they have different rivals. You have Chandravala's group, and they have spies and things like that. So they may not be able to trust you. If in this lifetime you're not showing proper chastity to your guru, then we don't know. He's coming back to Godhead, but we don't know if we can trust him in our camp. He wasn't very reliable down there. You know, he was moving around a little bit. So this is the way of perfection, becoming very chaste to our guru and serving him faithfully and simply praying for his mercy and blessings that he can imbibe different sentiments in us, and then ultimately all this progression will come. I've got the Radha Krishna Ganadesha Deepika here of Rupa Goswami, and there's in some information about these different Shakyas, because here we're observing the appearance of Lalita Devi and the Shakya Devi, and considering we are in their line, Rupa Nugas, Rupa Goswami is the very confidential servant of Lalita Shakhi. So we can hear some things about them and listen, because you may pick up on something of how you can serve. Or you may have a service that you can relate to Lalita Shakhi and Radha Gopinath. So Vishakha Devi, she is very similar to Lalita also. Her activities and attributes. And Vishakha Devi was born at exactly the same moment as her dear friend Radharani appeared in this world. On the Ashtami, at noontime they appeared exactly the same moment. Vishakha's garments are decorated with stars. her dress is described as being midnight blue with stars. It's quite a popular dress there. It's quite a popular dress, deep blue with stars, and I think also Brinda Devi has it like that. Also Ananga Manjari is. Nice. See the star. People walk around with glittering stars in their dresses. Nice. Her complexion is like lightning, the color of lightning in the sky. Her father is Pavana, the son of the sister of Mukara Gopi. And her mother is Dakshina Devi, the daughter of the sister of Jatila. So she's related also to Radha. Her husband, so-called, is Bahika Gopa. So Vishakha Devi is the intimate friend of the divine couple. Although she is more exalted than other younger gopis, she also takes up the work of carrying messages between Radha and Krishna. She is the most intelligent and expert of all the gopi messengers. Loquacious Vishakha is expert at joking with Lord Govinda, and she is the perfect counselor of the divine couple. Do we have any counselors here? You have found your counseling guru. You should pray to her to help you in your counseling. She's from the top. You got it from the top with Vishakha Devi. She is expert at all aspects of amorous diplomacy. She knows all the arts of how to conciliate an angered lover, how to bribe him, and how to quarrel with him. These are some of the aspects of making war, diplomatic moves, making war, making peace, waiting to anticipate the other's move. So why we have it here in this material world, in big battlefields, it's because it's there in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Everything originates from there. It comes here and it doesn't seem very spiritual when you're on a battlefield making diplomatic maneuvers. But actually it originates in the spiritual world. So these wonderful gopis, especially these Vara gopis, there are many groups of different gopis, but these Vara gopis are the most intimate friends of Radha and Krishna. And the most prominent ones of those are Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi, Induleka Devi, Ranga Devi, Sudevi, Champaka Devi, Chitra Devi and Tungavicha Devi. These are the eight most intimate friends of Radharani. Otherwise it said the most important gopis, and it says like Chandravali, Polika, and they're considered important, but these are the actually intimate friends of Radharani, our intimate circle. And they have their kunjas around Radhakund. Radhakund is a manifestation non different than Srimati Radharani. It's most dear to Krishna place. And surrounding that kunj, all the shakis have different kunjas. It's like a lotus, an eight-petal lotus. Of course, it expands more to many thousands of petals. But on the northeast petal is Vishakha's kunj, which is called Vishakhananda Kunjan. And the color of that is cloud-like. And there are champaka trees in all directions. And there are other flowers, very fragrant. Red, blue, green, yellow, These flowers are so fragrant that they give such a fragrance, and also they block any other fragrance coming in. So they only give this special fragrance, and any other foreign fragrance they block, so nothing can come in. Everything is personified in the spiritual world, even this sense. So they have service. And there are many parrots and bees, and they're also different colors, blue, yellow, green. And they all sing very sweetly. And the whole scene is shaded by madhavi vines. Creepers are growing all over. And there are so many different kinds of platforms and beds and gazebos, sitting places, all studded with different kinds of gems and jewels. And then according to Radha and Krishna's mood, they will enter into this kunj. They have different specialities in the kunj, different pastimes, swings, playing dice, different pastimes. All the gopis have their specialities, so whatever is Radha and Krishna's mood, then they'll wander off to this kunj, we go to Vishaka's kunj, and engage in their pastime according to their desires at the time. So although she has unlimited savors, Vishakha Devi has unlimited savors for Radha Gopinath. Now her main one is dressing and decoration. So those pujaris who are dressing and decorating. You have found your dressing shiksha gurus. And her favorite instrument is mridanga. Krishna's favorite instrument is bansi, flute. Radharani's favorite instrument, veena. So when they're having a concert, then Vishakha, she will play mridanga. And her favorite tune is, we have musicians here, is Raga Saranga. Anybody who knows ragas? So you can know how to please Vishakha if you know that tune. You can sing Raga Saranga. And our intimate maid servant is Bilasha Manjari. In her eternal age, because they're eternally there, too old. 16 is too old. No, she is 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. And she's the same age as Radha, so that's Radha's eternal age also. 16, you know, a little bit too much. Below that, you know what's happening, but you don't know. There's still a innocence, some innocence there that pleases Krishna. And she is always very gentle and good-natured, and she's always very nicely decorated. Vishakha Devi ki. Srimati Lalita Devi, she is considered the chief. She's the big boss. The chief. Yeah, she's the guru. So she's considered the first and also considered the best. And she's a very, very dear friend of the divine couple. And she's the eldest of all the Krishna's intimate friends. Lalita is famous as Srimati Radharani's constant companion and follower. Anuradhatya Katya. Another name of Lalita is Anuradha. She is so close, a follower of Radharani. She's just like Radharani. She's so close to her all the time. That her name is, another name is Anuradha. Just like Radha. Lalita is contrary and hot-tempered by nature. Vishakha is mild. Lalita is... Her complexion is like the yellow pigment, Gorochana. It's a goldenish yellow color. Her garments are like peacock feathers. Her mother is Shraddhi Devi. Yes, Shraddha Gopinath Juki. Her mother is Shraddhi Devi and her father is Vishoka. Her husband is Vairava. He is a close friend of Govardhana Gopa. So there are many, many exalted gopis who are very dear to Krishna. But the most dear and the leader and controller of all the others is Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi is full of ecstatic love for the divine couple. She is expert at arranging both their meetings and their conjugal struggle. Sometimes, for Radha's sake, she offends Lord Madhava. The beauty of all the other gopis appears to be conserved in the form of Lalita Devi. In an argument, her mouth becomes bent with ferocious anger, and she expertly speaks the most outrageous and arrogant replies. When the arrogant gopis pick a quarrel with Krishna, she is in the forefront of the conflict. When Radha and Krishna meet, she audaciously remains standing a little away from them. With the help of Purnamasi Devi and the other gopis, she arranges for the meeting of Radha and Krishna. She carries the parasol for the divine couple. She decorates them with flowers, and she decorates the cottage where they will rest at night and rise in the morning. Some gopis serve the divine couple in the garden known as Madanon Madini, among the flowering trees and the creepers and the betel nut creepers and the betel trees. Some gopis are expert in playing various magic tricks, and some are expert in composing riddles. Some are appointed to provide betel nuts for the divine couple. All these gopis are the servants of Srimati Radharani. Other gopis are specifically the friends of Lord Baladev. Lalita Devi is the leader and controller of all of these exalted and worshipable young gopis. So, Lalita's Kunj, which is named Lalitananda Sukhata Kunj, is on the northern petal of Radha Kunj, and it is the color of lightning. And it is a very astonishing kunj. There is a thousand petals like golden lotus. Construction which can expand and shrink according to the pastimes. So if they want to change, Radha and Krishna want to change their pastime place, then the lotus can shrink. So they just step from one to another. So they don't have to walk so far. and to facilitate the pastime, it expands again. Just like Vrindavan, you read the Krishna book and how Krishna, he travels, he goes to Govardhan and he goes, it's miles and miles away from Vrindavan. And how he can do that, you know, he's got 9,000 cows to herd, it's going to take some time. How is he going to wander all over these places? He's only a little boy as well, we have to go by bus or by car. But it's like a lotus. So according to Krishna's desire, then it will shrink up. And Krishna will just step down and expand again. So even the Dharma is so personal there, it's serving Krishna. And she has wonderful buildings there, made of coral, that so many balconies, and they're one above another on crystal, big crystal columns and coral balconies. There's no walls in between. It's just like decorated platforms made of all precious jewels. And they can go up there. They get a nice view of the forest also. So according to their mood, Radha and Krishna will go up there. And they may perform some pastimes, and they can go to the top, and they can get view of the whole of the forest, whole of Radhakund. Hava mandapam, the wind also will come and keep cool. And she also has a beautiful lotus temple there, with windows and gates. And her service is to offer tambulam and pan. This is her main service. She has many services. And her favorite instrument is the veena. Yeah, same as Radha. And her favorite tune is Raga Bhairava Kalingada. For those expert in ragas. So you can learn the raga, Bhairava, Kalingada, raga, and please don't lead it in. Her chief assistant is Rupa Manjari. And her eternal age is 14 years, 8 months, and 27 days. And she and Krishna are very, very dear to each other. Sri Lalita Shakhi Ki. So there were some of the activities of the Shakis. We maybe have to learn some of these arts and assist. Get some understanding of little increasing more. Because this temple is under Radhana's direction, is famous for you hear these shlokas. It's in the atmosphere, it's here all the time, it's just ringing. That we are servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. So here a little bit more removed, you've got Radha Gopinathji and Lalita Vishakhi. So we get a little bit more glimpse. More servant of servant of servant. Okay, awesome. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samapeta Bhakti Vrinda ki. Nitai Gopamanandi.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Nivas Prabhu ki.
Hare Krishna. Janivas, you were talking about the islands of Navadvip, Gorudvip, Antadvip. How exactly are they islands? Because an island is surrounded by water, yet we don't see water between the two. Is it some subterranean thing, or is it a subtle thing, or how is that?
No, they're there. In the Nitya Lila, it's all there existing. And in this manifest Lila, it sometimes changes. It's still there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out the Ganga is there, Saraswati is there. They're still existing, the Jalangi and the Ganga. Although they move according to the pastimes. And Alakananda is there by Nisringapalli. That tank where you take bath when you go to Nisringapalli. That's actually the bed of the Alakananda. In the rainy season, you can follow that. You see it fills up and it goes a long way. There is the the other river there by Harihara Khetra. What's the name of that river? Anyway, they're all there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out. And some, you see them in the rainy season, they fill up a little bit. But a lot of them do, actually, they change their courses. And some go underground. Even after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed time, the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu mentioned, see how the Ganga now has cut through Rudradweep, split Rudradweep into two. So at that time it was constantly shifting also. But there in the eternal Leela it's there. The Prakrat and Apakrat.
So there's rivers all
over. Yes, they're existing there. Sometimes they manifest and sometimes they're unmanifest. They're eternally there. Kalapya Puru.
Hare Krishna. So the gopis, they offer so many wonderful services to Radha and Krishna. And now it's getting to be hot season. So I'm wondering if you can enlighten us on what different services the gopis are offering, maybe specifically Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, to keep the divine couple to assist them by being cool and to enhance their pastimes in the hot season.
Yeah, in a few days, when Vaishak month will start, is it 14th? In the month of Vaishak, which is the beginning of the summer season, then you can call Krishna by dripping some water on his head. And generally they'll do this for the Shalagram. You're doing it? I think they are doing already. We introduced that. So then you'll have a pot above the Shalagram with a little hole and a little bit of cotton. And the water will drip in the hot part of the day. And you can also do it for Tulsi Devi. I think probably most people do for that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada told me I could do that when he was giving us instructions for worshipping Shalagram. He said you can put water on the head. So, like that, you can keep cool. Keep Tulsi Devi cool. You can serve Tulsi also. Then, towards the end of the month, while it's still going, comes the very famous Chandan Yatra. And you put Chandan on Gopinath? Chandan Yatra? Oh, on small. Oh, on Gopalji, okay. Yeah, anyway, so you can grind Chandan, you can make Chandan to put on the bodies. That goes on for 21 days. I don't know how long you follow it here, but Jagannath Puri is 21 days. So you can make chandan with camphor and some little bit of saffron, nice scent. You can apply on the body of Krishna. And then after that, on the Purnima, after Nisringadev, because that chandan judge will go through to the next Purnima, after Nisringadev Chaturdashi, I think actually maybe the Purnima and the Chaturdashi at the same time this year. But anyway, on the Purnima after Nisringadev Chaturdashi is Krishna's Shalila. Shalila means water. So water pastimes. So on that time, you'll take Radha and Krishna to a body of water in the hot time of day, where it's nice and cooling. There'll be a nice cooling atmosphere, and they can sit there. Maharaj was telling me in the Vrindavan garden, you have a little, nice little fountain and water is there, and you had a little platform, and he was telling me, can we bring Radha and Krishna here? I said, next month is especially for that. You should bring them. It goes on for 1 month also, so every day you can bring them there, and by the body of water, so it's cool. You can have kirtan, nice kirtan there. And on the Dwadasi especially, you can do more services. You can offer some bulk, something, fruits, something refreshing. You can bring things for them, make garlands for them, bring some presents, bring some cooks, make some nice cooling food stuff for them. So that can go on the whole month. And also, you can have a boat festival, because that's the official time when Jagannath. Actually, during Chandan Yatra, he has his boat festival. So you can also put them on a little boat if you have facility here. But here you have a little fountain anyway. They're going to be by the fountain all the time, so that's nice. Sometimes you could put different scents in the water, some kusha oil, and then, or chandan, you can change it, different flavors, kiora, rose. So in different times you're going to get different scents for pleasing Radha and Krishna. And especially flower decorations is very cool in making full bungalows, little flower houses. This helps to keep very cool. And Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book also that when the devotees come also, they see the nice cooling flower decorations and they get the scent. And they also become relieved. They've been working hard and they come into, they see Radha and Gopinath. And the shakti is a nice cool environment. And they also become very much refreshed. So all these types of savors you can do, making chandan, fine flower garlands, and juicy fruits, and maybe some sherbets, special sherbet. You can tinge it pink. Make some sherbet with a pinky color. Radha and Krishna like pinky color ones. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Nithai Gopi Manandi ki.